Hey guys, it's Derek. In post-production, after the episode's finished editing, I wanted to preface you guys with the concept of this episode that you guys are going to experience. So, about half of the, really about three-fourths of the episode we recorded way back in the end of July while we were on a trip in St. Louis. And the remaining 20 or so minutes was recorded last week. So, that's why things are going to sound different and why things are going to be a little bit different to hear on the episode. My apologies. And I would also like to take this time to say thank you for all of the support that you gave us in 2023. This is one of our most successful years that we've ever had, and we plan to have an even more successful 2024. So stick around for that. But without further ado, our final episode of 2023. And enjoy the new year. The thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by this podcast, as well as its hosts and its guests, are for entertainment purpose only. I repeat, it is not serious. Most of this is jokes. However, we do not encourage you to try this at home. We are untrained professionals who do not have your best interests at heart, or our own. And now on to the show. I wonder how we got this far. Cause I don't really think to bother at all. Yeah, after all this time, I'm still into you. 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 You know, you guys can speak now, right?
Did you give us a way? You said speak.
I said, was boop not enough of of me pushing the button, not enough of a cue?
You didn't want us to say. You didn't give us a thing to talk about.
Welcome to the internet.
We have fun in games. Dysfunctional intro, as it usually should be here. Welcome to what I believe is, season 2, episode 4. Of the Out Syndicational podcast, and for the first time since December, we have the Core 3 back, finally.
Yes.
It only took us 7 months, guys. I know you all love the guest episodes that we did over over the last 7 months, I can tell, because that Debate Kids episode is our highest listened to episode in record time. So 60 plays.
That's crazy.
And the episode I just did with Raven last month is like in our top 5. We finally have listenership in St. Lucia now for that. Cool.
That's cool.
But of course, always here, your host of 3. One of 3. Derek D. Frost. You know me by at least 5 different names if you know me outside of this podcast.
Old man.
Sam calls me old even though they're only, what, like 6 months younger?
No, like a year and 6 months younger.
How old are you currently?
I'm 17.
Nerd. What are you doing?
I don't turn 18 until next month.
Okay,
That's not a year.
That's not a year,
that's
stupid.
That's like almost a year.
6 months is not almost a year.
February, March, April, May, June,
July,
August. That's 6 months.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know time.
I want the
well.
Listeners to know that Sam can't count.
I just don't think you're that much close in age to me. I think you're just a little too old. I think you're lying about your age, actually.
What?
I think you might have failed a grade and you've been lying about your age. You're actually 19.
Really? No. Really?
My new bit is just fucking lying to Derek.
Sam's reoccurring bit is just being an asshole to me specifically. Also, making their return to being on an episode instead of just in their own segment, we have
the God of Creation.
That's a weird way of pronouncing Teva, but
bow down before me, peasants.
Listeners, you do not have to bow down before anybody here.
I'm sure someone will.
Someone in the world will, and that will be funny. And last, but most certainly least, fuck you.
Don't tell the listeners it's that. Me. Make sure it's Sam. Make sure it's towards Sam.
No, I hope.
Yeah, I can't believe we're saying that to our listeners, Derek.
No, I'm so saying that to you, you asshole.
Now you just call them assholes. What is wrong with you?
No, this, ladies and gentlemen, this happens at every waking moment. Please help me. Sam's back, guys.
Yeah, I'm
after
back.
After a 7-month hiatus here.
Yep.
The last episode we all three did together proper, we were not sober for it, so
yeah,
fun little contrast. And
you can't tell them that either.
No, they knew that from the episode.
Yeah, but what if your parents find this podcast, Derek?
Then we're lying for comedic value. The intro bit to these episodes always start with "Do not believe what you hear on this episode. It is solely for entertainment."
You don't even know our real names.
How do you know these are our real names, listeners? Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just told them my real name. Oh no.
Whatever should we do? Oh no. Now we're looking at anybody else whose name the God of Creation also got their name dropped here. So I figured the best way for us to return to us, the three of us doing a podcast together, is to throw an episode together while we're on a trip over in St. Louis. And have no.
Just dox us!
At the time of this episode, we're not going to be going up. We will not be in St. Louis, for one.
Okay, and just don't mention how close our actual place
No, I was never going to do that. I've mentioned the location of where I usually record these episodes, my own house here. Yes. So
we're in someone's fireplace.
We are in. An undisclosed area of St. Louis. If you think you know, no, you don't.
We're gonna go see Paramore.
For the second time, the three of us, which was partially how the trip started. I believe it just started with back in December. The tour dates dropped, and I was like, oh, in St. Louis. Guys, you know what would be really funny?
You know what would be really fun?
and you guys actually said yes, and you're like, I was like, wait, should we actually do this? And I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, we had 7 months to plan and get everything ready.
and then somehow this crazy person on the far left side of this couch here, it bought the tickets like a week after we figured out this plan.
Yeah, I was really set in it, and it would have gone so bad if we couldn't actually go, because I spent so much money.
We hyperfixated really fast onto that there, like... And that's the greatest thing about, like, the entire setup of this here. We covered all grounds, like, possible very early.
Yeah. Like, in the first hour of talking about it, we had pretty much came up with
where we were staying. We ran through an options A, B, and C for that.
Multiple backup plans.
There was at least 3 backup plans to this. This. How we were getting there.
I requested the time off from work as soon as Derek had messaged me.
I was immediately trying to finagle information of when do I get back from Italy from my parents, because at that time when we were going wasn't certain. I was kind of just like saying, like, guys, this is really important if you guys do. And even then, I'm still kind of annoyed that, like, it had to be this big of a time crunch, because my cousin went to Taylor Swift last month. And he told, like, them ahead of time, and they moved it down. And I'm trying to say at the same time, hey, guys, he said on record, I'll just, like, I bought 2 tickets and resold 1. I have my plane ticket money, like, on me here.
Yeah.
Here, you don't, I'll just meet up with you guys later. And they said, nah. And then when I'm sitting over here, they're like... Don't worry about it. Focus on Italy here. Which, before we dive more into the Paramore title here, I want to talk about my little Italy trip here, because otherwise it's going to be really outdated. So Derek, about 2 days before we decided to fully embark on this wonderful trip here, decided that he wanted to go to a foreign country for the first time in his life. I decided to went to the pizza and pasta capital of the globe, Italy, Where in Italy in specific? Well, I'll tell you. We're in this nice little location known as Milan. And for those of you who don't know where Milan, Italy is, look at a map. And let me just say that was probably one of the most fun experiences of my life. On one hand, Italy's really cool. It's just a different, like, energy, like, kind of over there. Like, everybody's really chill, honestly, there. Like, I believe, like, the motto of, like, the entire country is just, like, you know, like, take it easy.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just a very fun vibe, right? I got to go to, you know, Milan, the city. There's a place called Salo, out of a different city. It was really cool. It's where I bought a lot of shit. Venice. The thing about Venice, right? Venice sucks, and I want everybody to know this at the time. I'm not talking one positive word on Venice for the entire of this episode. And I know this surprises people because you usually think, man, Venice has to be like one of the like spots like you have to go to if you're in Italy. No, you don't. It's way too touristy. So like we're in back shoulder to shoulder trying to get into anywhere. It's very annoying that like it was as hot as it was, and I had a, like, nearly had heat stroke. And I was like, we were in this, it's because my lovely religious family just like, we have to go through this ancient church thing. And I'm like, oh, you guys will have to pay for my ticket because I really don't want to go into this. Yeah. Thing. And it's like, the odds are if I step in, I might burst into fucking flames. So I feel like this is a poor choice. And it's like, nah, we're going. And then about halfway through, I was like, that was like, you're good? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm leaning against this railing here. And I think it's the reason why I didn't fall over here. It's like, I'm just going to take you outside and get you a water, my dude. And I go to sit down on the little steps that, like, they have. Because they are steps. I go to sit down. And these freaking people in these shirts, like, you're not allowed to sit down on those steps.
That's weird.
Like, my dad had to yell at these people. And the only reason why I was able to sit on the steps for as long as I did, which was only a few minutes, is just basically saying, dude, my son's sick. I don't know why he's sick. And you're telling me we can't sit down? And, like, they just did laps for, like, the whole time. Just, like, ran around and was like, we can't sit. just the fun police. The absolute fun police.
Were the stairs, like, a part of the church? Or was it just, like, stairs next to the church?
They were. Now, the great thing that I just realized, because Derek's jet lag and sleep deprived made him a fucking imbecile. This microphone was never plugged in.
Oh, that's so good.
So, I'm gonna put a little disclaimer there, probably in post. Alright, so the first 10 minutes of this episode sounded like absolute shit, audio quality wise, and that's because Derek is an idiot. Mm-hmm. Tay was saying, just to double it down. But yeah, Venice, low-key kind of mid, and we spent a little bit too much time in Venice. We nearly missed the train back. We had to sprint to this train station. Full family of 11 here.
Garrick sprinting for the first time in his whole life.
It might have legit been like real-life subway surfers there with how fast we were running to get over to this train. And I got back in to the train, which if we would have showed up 2 minutes later, we would have been stuck in Venice for the rest of that night, which would have been awful because most of us hated the experience.
Yeah.
It was worse than the dolphin cruise we did at Orange Beach where half the family threw up. So, but I get there, it's like, yeah, you're good. I'm just like, I'm not going to lie. If I had energy, I'd be having an anxiety attack. So I'm kind of glad that I'm tired, right? And then we get to when Derek goes to Milan, and how I just said, if I had more energy, I have an anxiety attack, this was when the aforementioned anxiety attack placed there. Because our train got delayed after doing our wonderful shopping in Milan for 2 whole hours.
That sucks.
Because they had an electrical problem 2 stops before. We were just kind of like sitting there, just had the train, and they're just like, I imagine it's the same at airports when flights get delayed. Everybody's just sitting in like, it's like a crowd of people there just waiting. And then the moment the train pulled up, all of us are just like running to get on this shit again. And that was just, I'm not doing vacations with my family anytime soon after this here, just because as much as I love them, we never are concise with how to do them, which is also why I decided we really need this St. Louis trip to happen here.
Yeah.
Because I need help. And if I don't go on a trip with my friends where I'll be able to maintain my sanity, I'm going to...
It's just sanity.
Yeah. It's like that one bit from... line from Captain America in Avengers Infinity War where he says, "This has to work because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't."
Yeah.
That's what this was. But Italy was alright.
How many days were you in Italy?
10.
That's cool.
And it was a fun time. Great food, great vibes of people. I still can't speak Italian. Duolingo didn't help me. It really didn't help me for a thing that I won't speak about in this episode. But the important thing is, I'm back in the Midwest with my friends here, and St. Louis trip. So...
I thought you were going to say, I'm back with my friends here, and Sam.
No, because that would have been really funny.
There was like a pause that really made me think you were about to say that.
Me and Sam just have beef, in case anybody has it.
Yeah, we've resumed the beef from when we first met.
The beef that never really happened, but sort of happened. But
we just were wary of each other, and then like figured it out and became bestest friends.
Well, because I think our friendship grew off of us bullying each other, but we didn't realize either of us were friends with each other at the beginning, so it was just hate.
I think what happened was that I was too comfortable just, like, trying to be friends with people by being mean to them, instead of being mean to people that I'm already close with.
And then I just matched energy. So yeah. So I just kind of, like...
And somehow we still became friends out of it, instead of me just completely fucking it over.
Because at one point I just was kind of like, man, I feel like I'm kind of being a dick. And I walked over to Sam and was like, hey, sorry for being a dick. And Sam was like, yeah, me too. He was like, are we friends now? We're like, yeah.
Friends.
You and Gavin, unnamed, kind of just, like, adopted me into your friend group, and I'm like, okay, hello.
No, I mean, it just kind of, you know, a lot of times when, like, people are able to get into, like, our group, it just kind of happens here.
We were in the same English class, and then...
We were in the same English class, and... No, I shared another class with you. Science. Right?
No, Modern World History.
I know I shared a science class with you at one point. That's the problem here.
That was... Horticulture, stupid.
No, there wasn't.
Biology. With Zoe McBee and Mr. Molina.
There you go. Sorry, so it's already like nearly half my schedule at this point that I see this goofball here.
Yeah, there's just this random guy. And I was like, oh, he
it's just like, nerds got along with other nerds. It helped that most of our group was in that English class. So.
We have what's called the nerd sense. We just know.
It's not even our sixth sense, but seventh. But no, that just kind of works somehow. Even though me and Gavin definitely had beef until senior year, the group was definitely never fully on the same terms here for that reason, especially.
That was kind of funny that like. It was never everyone all together. It was always just, like, some parts together and some
There was thing. Always a part of it that wasn't fully working here. No need to disclose in that. But just, you know, until maybe, like, now, I'd say.
Yeah.
And even then, we haven't heard from Liam in a bit. Liam's still a member of this whole podcast group here, because Liam's very busy. And I'm going to call him at some point during this trip to see how he's doing. Liam, if you hear this episode, we miss you.
I gave a thumbs up, but I forgot to talk.
Say, one day we'll have a camera set up and you'll be able to just do that and it'll work there. There, for that to happen, we need to have ads and revenue to come in there. This isn't the ad sponsor block that I'm not going to put until about halfway through the episode. Please give us money. Please. we're almost in debt at this rate. Yeah, with how little money we've made in the last 3 years.
it's crazy. It's been 3 years.
Well, I mean, if you... you're the one who doesn't have a job, so.
I mean, Derek.
Well, then that just...
You're the oldest. You're so fucking old, and you still don't have a job.
6 months. Sam, you're so fucking old.
You're so fucking old.
I hate you so much.
It's like we're a little family. You're the oldest child, and Sam is the little child. And I'm the middle one who's just sitting here like, haha, you guys are stupid.
And you're still the coolest one.
Yeah.
This is true. Out of all of us, I would probably... Out of all of us three, I would definitely say Tavis the coolest. And then me, because Sam is
You're only cool because you're fucking antique.
I don't get... This is unfair.
You just keep walking into my fucking jokes.
And this is the worst part.
Sam has never been this close to being a door before.
A door?
Yeah, because he keeps walking into your chest.
See, we have a comedian in this house now, huh?
Everyone but you.
Always been.
I've always been funny. So, back to the topic at hand. So, this is our second time ever grouping together to see Paramore.
Yes.
Derek's favorite band of all time, and... band that I know Sam and Tavis enjoy heavily. The last time it was just like, what? What would you say the distance is probably there from like us there? Maybe only like half an hour, really?
Probably. Yeah. I think it was like about 30, maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah. And which was really fun. This was before their album came out. So we really only had the This Is Why single and then all of their older stuff, which was fun. Because we will not be able to hear... Are you good?
Yeah. You're built like bubble wrap.
I was saying, just the amount of crackling.
I can pop all five of my finger knuckles, the ones that are attached to my palm, and then I can do the ones on the end of my fingers.
That's...
I can do...
Yeah. You can get like two per finger.
Yeah.
And then my elbow.
I can eat my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that.
You can't do much. You got arthritis because you're so fucking old.
The running bit of this episode is just going to be Sam calling Derek old for about an hour straight.
Yep.
But now that their album came out 5 months ago, stream the This Is Why album, I am going to promote Paramore on this. It's literally worked into the intro music that we've had for the entirety of this season.
Yep.
Except for the episodes that were theater related, because that was Megan. Shout out to Megan. Megan, if you are also hearing this episode, you will eventually get paid for when the intro was you. That's when we get money.
You'll get royalties.
Like 5%.
More like at least 65%.
65 for the 20-second intro?
Well, for... I don't know how that stuff works.
We'll figure that out when money is actually on the table, and then we'll do math. Right now, I'm trying to divide 0% a lot of ways.
I feel like, isn't it like you get paid a base like price to make the thing, and then as it's used, anytime there's revenue from it, like from a stream, you get a certain percentage?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds right. I don't know. But now we are here on the very tail end of their little North America tour run here before, I believe they do a Europe run like next year, I think. But and we're all quite excited for this year. Only my second ever concert. That's a lot of concerts.
I've been to a lot. I have to like actually list them out to figure out how many I have.
Cause Sam's cool like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been to a ton and I'm really excited for this one. The last one was definitely like in my top few concerts,
But since we had kind of like nosebleed seats because we were on like a grass part.
It was an outdoor like amphitheater type thing. There, yeah. So
it was like a little bit less cool than some of the concerts I've been to, but still really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I should do like an actual ranking of every concert I've been to sometime. I don't know. I've been really into ranking things recently. It's been weird.
Yeah. At some point, we'll go back to the old days and bring back the tier list segments.
Yeah.
The only reason why I don't think I have anything set as an idea for this one here is because AJ made a big deal of whenever we eventually have him on here, he said that's probably the next guest episode that happens at some point. Don't know how we've went this long without that happening. He lives 3 minutes away from me. He could literally walk into my house.
Yeah.
Back to the Paramore, alright, so... since we haven't even had, like, a moment like this, how did we all, like, properly feel about the album when it came out? We did a whole, like, listening to it on the first, like, an hour after it came out, probably.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. I liked a lot of it. I really loved the instrumentals a lot. Of course, Hayley Williams is always fucking good at singing.
The goat.
I definitely had, like, a very clear... I guess, again, tier list of which song I liked best and, like, which ones I liked less. But they were all still really good.
Yeah.
Crave was definitely my favorite off the album.
I'd say, for me personally, I think it was... Number one, I think it was cool to have, like, you know, considering the fact that we went into that concert, to have my first, like, listening experience be with you guys here. That made it really fun. But the album itself, like, for me personally, that's still my favorite, like, music album to have came out this year. I don't think there's a bad song on it.
Mm-hmm.
On it, I think some songs are better than others, of course, but, like, I think that's the, what you just said, the instrumentation on this album's gorgeous.
From so good.
The top to bottom. From songs such as, like, even, like, Big Man Little Dignity to... Which we'll hopefully hear live tonight here, to my favorite song, You First. which is really great with how they structured, like, the songs on the album there. All of the, like, lead-up singles were all in, like, the first four tracks of the album. So, like, the entire second half was all this new shit that we never heard. And I remember my immediate reaction of hearing the guitar at the beginning of You First. I'm like... Oh shit, where is this going here? And it's like, this is fucking incredible. And then I heard Crave, and I was like, this is literally amazing. And
I love the instrumentation for Crave, it's so fucking good.
And then we all had a little group cry for Thick Skull. Right.
I don't know. The album is definitely tied with, there's this other band that I really like called Daughter. They released an album this year called Stereo Mind Game, and they're definitely tied. Because they're both so fucking good, but I can't, like, choose which one is better.
Yeah, and I'll check that out there. Music's kind of been dry this year, if you ask me.
Honestly, so just, like... I've been finding a lot of, like, stuff from, like, last year. Ethel Kane. Her album, Preacher's Daughter, I've been fucking listening to on repeat. It's so good.
Yeah. I'm so excited to actually go to, like, an indoor concert for once here, there. Especially thinking that the heat in this location is awful. I feel like I'm in hell every time I step outside.
The weather was so fucking bad yesterday.
Yesterday it was really hot, and then it started raining, but it was still hot when we walked in.
It was like, there's a severe thunderstorm warning. Like, it was so bad.
And we all thought, go ahead of the day, it's like, we'll be fine. I mean,
we'll be fine.
The rain's not gonna happen. It definitely happened.
Definitely.
We were inside of a building where we were playing games, and the window that was above us just started leaking.
Yeah. If any of the people listening have been to St. Louis, has been to the Armory, that's where we were.
Yeah. And there we were, just trying to get a drink out of the vending machine. We were just like, is anybody else just feeling like water? It's like,
do you want to tell them why we were trying to get a drink out of the vending machine?
Yes, I'd love to, because that's good entertainment.
So, the for a little bit of background, the Armory is like this indoor outdoor game place. It's not actually outdoor, but like all the games are outdoors, like cornhole, and like they have like beer pong, they have stuff like that. It's like
giant chess.
Yeah, it's like if you went to a what is it, a barbecue, you'd find games like that there, and it's like you go in and you play them. We found this game we called Plinko Drinko.
Which is definitely just meant to be an alcohol drinking game there, but because yeah. none of us are 21 or above, we couldn't actually purchase any alcohol. Which would have definitely made this more fun than how we ended up doing it. So what we did was, we looked in the vending machine. We were like, can we find something that will work like instead for this year? And yeah. they had four different flavors of bubbly sparkling water. Bubbly sparkling water is trash.
Yeah, instead of choosing something good, like, I don't know, fucking Gatorade, or even just water, we decided to choose the one thing that would
Let's make this torture.
Yeah.
Let's make this torture. So that way you don't want to lose this year. We couldn't even decide what flavor, so we had to, like, spin a random wheel.
Yeah, I wanted lime, Derek wanted strawberry.
Because strawberry is usually a good flavor for most things.
Not for bubbly, they all would have been terrible.
There was not a good option we could have gotten.
Lime would have been the only one that might have been slightly good. Because, you know, if you have, like, lemon water, it's not very sweet, but it still has, like, it's, like, fine because it's a citrus.
I'm just glad we didn't get grapefruit.
It would have been fine as well because it's still a citrus.
That doesn't... Considering what we went through here... And how my opinion is on grapefruit? Yeah, no.
Yeah, but we had blackberry. And fruits like that are meant to be sweet. So it's like when it's not sweet, like how bubbly is, it's just fucking disgusting. There's a deer over there.
There's three deer. Holy shit.
Holy shit. We interrupt this episode to have a moment of Bambi.
There's babies. Oh my god.
Oh.
There's two babies and a mom.
Guys, take a picture of the deer.
You gotta make this the cover for
episode. Yeah, that's why I need a picture to be taken. But for context right now, both my co-hosts have gotten up to then look at these deer, which, to be fair, is completely understandable.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're adorable.
Out here, and like
the vibe of this place we're staying at is nice.
It's very nice.
It's a very nice house. That
I think that was the ice maker.
This does indeed bring a smile to my face.
Are you trying to get into the backyard?
We're gonna, as a live reaction, we're gonna see how this goes for Tava here. So how many deer is that? I see one, two, it's three.
Yeah.
Huh, look, three deers and there's three of us. Symbolism of the number three here. And today is July 30th, 30, there, in the year 2023. Look, a bird. Oh. I wonder if Tava knows how to even get out of this house. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, with off of our fun experience. What, are you just watching the deer from the kitchen table?
Bro is lunching.
The title of this episode will now be Oh Dear God.
It is the Deer God.
Imagine being the god of specifically deer. Just Bambi. Tava, oh.
Run. You're running. Bro was munching on grass, which we're fond of.
Hey, Tava, how did you feel about the Paramore album when you listened to it the first time with us?
I really loved it. I think... I've heard This Is Why probably like too much by now, but I really love all of the songs so much, especially Crave, Thick Skull, and I like You First a lot too.
Yeah, You First is kind
of
really good.
If you ask me, I think this the second half of that album is just insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You First, Figure Eight, Lahir, Crave, and Thick Skull.
I think those are definitely like my top five. Like if I had to put them in a group, those would be my top five. The first beginning of the album definitely is like getting you into it.
Yeah.
And it's like fine.
The song This Is Why is definitely a really good intro in hindsight there.
Yeah.
When I first thought, I was like, this is kind of strange. It's like, kind of makes sense now. Ironically enough, I think my least favorite song on this album is The News. And it's the most that probably sounds like their older stuff.
Yeah. I think because it just doesn't really fit as well with the other songs.
And I mean, from my technical music snob standpoint, quote unquote, I think this album, although I don't think it's their best album, to me it's still a self-titled one, I think that, like, if you look, read into, like, the lyrics and, like, the meaning behind shit there, I think it's their best wrote album.
Yeah.
For, like, all the songs minus The News. Mm-hmm. The News is the most straightforward song. There's no real other meaning of anything there. It's just kind of, it is what it is. Like, even Se Comme Ça, which is annoying that that's not on the set list, allegedly. Even though I feel like that it should always be on the set list.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like that one would be really fun to hear in person.
Yeah. If we wanted to hear that, we would have needed to be at the live release party, wherever that was. Which definitely would have, couldn't have happened. But there's your Paramore This Is Why album review. I'm now going to put in the buffer segment for the Teyva Fun Fact of the Episode segment, as we give time for Teyva to pull that up.
Fun facts with me, of course. Chainsaws were originally meant to deliver babies.
That's interesting.
We're just going to leave y'all with that and let your mind go to whatever you...
If the few of you listening are intrigued by my fact, the chainsaw looked a lot different from what it was, and I'm sure you can use your little brains to look it up on Google. But for mothers who had difficult birthing processes, they would use this to saw into part of the bone to give more room. Derek walked away because he's too squeamish.
No, that's not why I walked away. I'm not a pussy.
So, like, basically a terrible fucking bone saw.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was checking to see if my DoorDash was here.
It is not. Yeah, you guys get DoorDash. This is still the fun fact. We get DoorDash and you guys get ASMR today.
Al Syndication. Covering
we'll give you
all
a review of our DoorDash because I've never had Panera before.
See, it's like every day I learn something shocking about you here. I'm just...
I've only ever had, from Panera, I've had a Caesar salad and I've had one of the lemon cookies and that's it.
What? You know what, Sam? All the fast food opinions you were providing earlier there, I want you to know that we're just going to throw those out the window for future reference. Off of
what
that
the
statement,
fuck?
Your food opinion is not
I've
valid.
I've had the stuff that I've
invalid.
Given an opinion on before, though.
Nope, you're just invalid now.
I haven't given an opinion on a pair of things.
Literal food problem. Like, you've told us your little things with your taste.
Yeah, like, I have, like, sensory
thing.
Stuff. So if I don't like something, it's because it's not good.
My cousin has the same thing, and I have a partial effect of that.
Yeah, I can't believe you're making fun of me for that, Derek. You're so...
First the mass racism, now the food.
I'm sorry.
Now the ableism, Derek?
We on this podcast do not promote ableism. nor endorse it.
I can't believe you're trying to cover it up now, Derek. Just own up to your mistakes.
No, I'm trying to explain this because I'm not going to be gaslit by my co-op.
Gaslit's a big word. Where did you learn that?
The internet. Like, everyone... What the fuck? Why? This will be the last episode Sam will be featured.
Sam will go missing.
Oh my god, wait. I just remember what I was going to say like a while ago.
Alright.
Music's been dry this year. Mitski's album is going to come out this
year.
So I think it's going to save.
True.
I mean,
did y'all listen to her new song?
I believe I don't think I have.
Really? It's called Bug Like an Angel. It's so good.
See, because the reason why I will be checking out if this episode goes off the air. The reason why I've been checking DoorDash is because that whole drink thing, I figured I'm not going to make Tava spend more money, so I ordered my own drink from that tea place there. It should be here any minute now, so I may need to step out for like about 30
you
seconds.
You didn't order a drink for me?
Well, because... Yeah, I figured you would have ordered a drink for you because you were making the DoorDash.
I said no drinks because
it would be like $70.
Yeah, and I was going to make you spend $70 if I specifically wanted something and nobody else really vocalized earlier.
Because you didn't ask.
Tava, we spoke about drinks and you didn't.
Yeah, and all of us wanted drinks, but we said we probably shouldn't make me pay for more.
Wow, I can't believe this.
What an ass. He's gonna sit on this couch and just like drink this wonderful looking drink right in front of us.
And he's not gonna feel any remorse about it.
Yeah.
Our earlier break.
You mean you're back?
Quiet, you.
Well, what kind of drink did you get, Derek?
I got the strawberry milk tea.
The one that David specifically said was good.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna be drinking that drink in front of us. No remorse.
Would either of you like some? You absolute gremlins.
I'll try it because I never had something like it before. That's interesting. It definitely tastes like tea.
I don't think it does.
My throat like closed up for a second.
Oh.
That's concerning.
Tastes like strawberry milk, but like more water.
Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like. It's not bad.
I rate that a solid 8 out of 10.
Oh, Tava said yesterday that I might have a shellfish allergy.
You know, we may need to examine that, because I feel like that would be good for us to avoid in the future. I knew it.
Because we got poke yesterday when we went to this place. And I got shrimp. And I told Tava how every time I get something like sushi, and I usually get like shellfish stuff, I always get nauseous after a little bit of eating it. And Tim was like, you might be allergic to shellfish.
As it turns out, you actually might be allergic to shellfish.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Actually, I don't think I am. It's the only one I've ever had sushi.
To be fair, didn't we go, like, We went to sushi training a couple years back here. I feel like we would have picked up on this.
Well, I can be nauseous and not say anything about it.
Oh, didn't know you were suffering in silence. Didn't know he was there, but you would... See, this is the great thing about the No Topics episodes here, is that we're just kind of trying to figure out
conversation. We just start talking about random shit.
It just works every time.
Were we going to stop at the halfway point and then finish the episode after the concert?
Oh, yeah. That's the interesting part of this here. So, judging by the time, we're like almost at 45 minutes in this first section here. So, I'm just going to kind of drag this out for about 5 more minutes. And then...
Yeah, and then we can be like 15, 20 minutes talking about the concert. Review of Panera Bread.
What I do want to say here is that on air, right? So I think we did like a little. I posted to my Snapchat, which I'm never gonna promote on here. If don't look for me on any social media, because I definitely have none of them. but I am really excited to hear a handful of songs. You First Live is gonna go crazy. But if I'm going to put one song that I really want to hear, just because, like, you know, significance, Last Hope, like, which I know for a fact is on the set list because they played it in Tulsa the day prior, so.
Mm-hmm. See, what's fun about you, if you search your name in Google, nothing comes up, but
if we search
because I have a silly name, I get my cringe Instagram account from...
I just read the at name.
Yeah, from like 17 years ago. My Facebook that I don't use.
Facebook is good to keep up with your relatives. And
no, but if you search up like without my last name, because none of you weirdos know my last name.
You don't even know if her first name is actually Tava. We could be lying to you all right now.
We're just fucking lying.
We're just fucking with you.
This is true. I'm searching up a completely different name right now.
And you won't know. Nice. But I'm excited to hear that song because I really love that song. It's off their self-titled album, which is my favorite album of theirs. Literally, like, songs that emotionally speak to me, like, mean a lot to me, and that's one of them. Legit, I've thought about it there. Like the second half of, like, you know, the lyrics in that bridge might be end up being my first tattoo.
Oh, that's cool.
Like that whole just like the blood in these veins isn't pumping any less than it ever has. Mm-hmm. That's the hope I have. The only thing that's keeping me alive. Like that shit's beautiful. And at some point, when Derek stops being a bitch regarding needles and tattoo appointments,
yeah,
he'll do it.
Derek, we should go get our first professional tattoos together.
I can't tell you when that'll happen, but I feel like that would be fun.
Yeah, for your next birthday.
19 years old and I got a tattoo. Wow.
That'd be cool.
I mean, I've done worse things. What I did on my previous birthday, I mean, was... Remember the earlier bit where we say everything here is for entertainment value here. I definitely committed theft that evening.
Yeah, that was such a good birthday activity.
It was a great birthday activity. We probably could have went to jail in some form. Half the group was 18.
Yeah.
You two would have went to juvie at that point there.
I'm 17.
You're still, yeah. Because you're 17. And at that time, you would have been 17.
I didn't partake in the activity, so I wouldn't have done anything.
And I was 18, AJ was 18, and our resident friend Kylie turned 19. The shenanigans that happened on
the birthday. Oh shit, that's what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about like we just went to the store and actually...
No, we don't shoplift usually here. We just...
Yeah, I remember.
PetSmart shopping cart.
Fucking cart, yeah. Did we ever tell that story on the podcast?
No, because I've been waiting for Kylie's schedule to clear up.
Oh my god, yeah. Okay, so we're not going to spoil it. You guys got to wait.
You'll get the full story on that later in the inevitable episode when we get Kylie and AJ on there. Yeah. It's probably the next episode, to be fair. But, yeah, no. 19th birthday, Derek gets a tattoo with Sam.
Yeah. Do you want to see what I was going to plan on get for my first one?
Yeah.
It's a quote from the end poem at the end of Minecraft when you beat the Ender Dragon, and Lily of the Valley from the game.
That's kind of sick.
I love that.
Sam, what is your pre-concert excitement for this here? Like, what are you?
I'm at like a 7 or 8 right now because we got the whole plan for the makeup, and that's like really bumped me up a little bit.
And any songs in particular that you are really excited?
Oh, that's
to hear.
What you're asking.
no, that too. But
I really want to hear "Crave." Like that is my ultimate number one song that I want to hear live. All I wanted would be fucking awesome to hear as well.
But the odds of St. Louis getting an encore song.
And also, if they play "Thick Skull," I'm fully gonna cry.
No, all three of us will definitely cry.
Yeah.
And then Tava. Scale of 1 to 10, your excitement level, and a song or two that you are excited to hear.
9. And I really want to hear
Do.
You guys are terrible. My brain's not working because I don't have food in my system. I really want to hear "You First."
Yeah.
Well, because like we are likely about to get our Panera food in any minute now, and we want to continue with our concept of recording this episode after the concert. The second half of there. As of right now, it's gonna be spliced together, so we're good. It's gonna be. It appears. Hey, it's gonna be like more. It's gonna actually work like an episode, like one episode in total. Although we're gonna mesh two, but for what it's worth, we're stopping the recording here, and the second half of this episode will be recorded in roughly like 10 hours. So we'll be right back after these short messages.
Are you a company that's looking for advertising? Do you have a product that you would like to be sponsored by a young and up and starting podcast? Well, look no further than Out Syndicational. Now, we've unfortunately had the pleasure of doing all of these episodes that we've done previously out of pocket. And although we've gained a lot of numbers and recognition, we unfortunately have been lacking the ability to get money. And I understand that a lot of companies would love to have some extra promotion publicity on their end, which is where this idea comes in. See, we have a business email, or at least I have a business email that we as a group use for this. So if you are a company looking for sponsorship by a aforementioned young up-and-coming wonderful podcast, our email is dma1derekf717@gmail.com. Please email that account with any business inquiries, any advertisements you want us to read, and we will gladly do it because we don't have a lot of money right now. But it would be thanks to you that we'd be able to make some extra money. And now back to the episode.
So the running gag with this bit here is that you guys were meant to get this episode towards the middle part of August-ish. Happy holidays. Two of them, actually. Thanksgiving and Christmas since then. But here we are with the second part of this episode. Hi, Tava. Welcome back.
Merry Thanksmas.
There we go.
Happy
that
Christmas.
And just like that, we've forgotten the actual title of this episode. So when we last left off, we were in a different state, a different city, for a concert. So in retrospect, guys, how was the St. Louis trip that we all went on?
It was good.
Fantastic.
I had such a weird fever dream first day because I didn't sleep the night before, and I only slept like 2 hours in the car on the way there. So by like 7 p.m., I was passing out almost.
Yeah, it was weird for me because I was coming fresh off of, you know, the Italy vacation I was just on. So I had, a night's worth of time to like pack and then be ready by early that morning for Teva and to pick me up so you can make it there. But I pulled it off. I clocked out at a part of that drive there for sure. But yeah, getting there was fun. St. Louis is honestly a pretty cool like city.
It was really funny watching you and Sam fall asleep. It was like both of you fell asleep at almost the same time. Mm-hmm. So I would look back and like, aw, Sam's sleeping. I look over at Derek, he's like mouth agape, snoring like a bear.
That's so fucked up. You can't just say that. Though it probably wasn't inaccurate. My apologies.
No, you weren't snoring, but you had your mouth open. You were like,
you looked like you were dead. Like, you fell back.
I probably have a picture of it somewhere.
I think I took a picture of it because you were driving.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you both. Shame on you both. Rude.
Bofa.
Are you familiar with the mall problem?
It's the mall situation. Get it
my
right.
My ball. The point was never correct.
My balls. I need a microscope.
Listen, I don't know what I did to deserve that. But we got there. We enjoyed St. Louis. Duolingo scammed me during this trip here because they decided to inform me that, hey, your Duolingo Plus subscription went off while you were on the plane with your phone in a non-Wi-Fi situation, so that notification never came, and then all of a sudden $80 disappeared. Actually, no, $100 disappeared from my account.
Oh, no.
Like, in like magic. We were in the middle of, what was that, like, of that area where we all got food on, like, that second day. And all of a sudden I was like, guys? But luckily that got refunded to me in no time. Yippee. Yeah. Hate the Duolingo bird. Would punt it if it was real.
Fuck Duolingo.
Sam.
Fuck that bird, he a bitch.
What that bird ever do to you?
Stole $100 out of my checking account.
Gave it back to you, didn't it?
Yeah, Apple it gave it back to me.
I think that was on your part.
I think you should can it.
I'm not cancel you.
You're in Kansas.
Wow, revealing my location?
Can't believe you're doxing. I can't believe you're doxing people, Derek.
If you want
you better blur that. Blurp that.
First of all, blurp. Second of all, if you would like to know the IP addresses of both of my co-hosts, they are the following numbers. I don't have them. That was the bit. But we eventually got to the actual concert part of the trip, the thing we were all excited for. And man, that's a moment that I feel like, you know, it's like, as an all-time like thing that I've gotten to do in my 18 years of living. I think that ranks pretty high for things I got to do. I know I love the concert there, Tava.
Yes.
You enjoyed the concert? How did you feel about the Foles and the Linda Lindas as the openers?
I hadn't heard of the Foles before, but I had heard a little bit of the Linda Lindas, and they were really sweet. Like, you know, remember their drummer is 14?
Yeah, no, I believe the oldest person on that band is the same age as me. So, yeah.
Well, no, because they had the backstage and the backup singers, they were a little older.
Yeah, but yeah, like, of the regular people.
Main singer was...
Yeah, I think the oldest one there was, like, 16.
Well, the main singer was 18 or 19.
Oh.
Yeah. But the youngest was 11, I think. Mm-hmm. That was their drummer. Yeah. And they also had a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Which is crazy because their music is so fucking good.
Yeah, really good.
Go listen to the Linda Linda.
I was gonna say, that this is a fruit plug that we don't feel bad about. They're go stream their music.
They care about the environment. You should, too.
Exactly. And they debuted a song, I believe, for our concert there, that Resolution Revolution.
It was so good.
Dropped on, I believe, streaming, I think, like 2 days later. It was, so like, we were one of, we heard it before it actually came out. So that was really sick.
And we got to hear it today in the car.
Yeah. Foles, I wasn't that familiar with Foles either.
They were okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really have an expectation going in, and I heard them, and I was like, oh, that was cool. Yeah. Couldn't really tell you too much of, like, you know, their songs and that
like,
there.
Spanish Sahara. That's the one that
I like. I think that was the one that I liked, too, there. Shout out to Foles as well. And then we got the little intro video they played before Pam performed there, and I feel like I gained a large amount of goosebumps and... chills. It was so freaking epic, and then you hear the guitar riff of You First just start playing, and nothing sets the tone for what the rest of this concert was.
Yes, sir.
Been hearing that beginning guitar, I was screaming from that point forward. They can vouch.
Yep.
I think we were all screaming, but I didn't know I was losing my mind.
I lost my voice for literally like a week after.
Yeah, no, I think, like, the night after, I was, like, after as we were leaving that concert, I was, like, dead.
Yeah, because I think I screamed myself so hoarse that I gave myself, like, a sinus infection. Because I had one immediately after getting back, and it made it so I literally could not talk.
That's a little concerning, but understandable, given the circumstance. But... they played a lot of great songs. You can find the set list on the internet. I don't have it. I wasn't one of those lucky people who were able to get, like, the papers that have, like, the set list, like, lists of the songs there. And I ended up having to, for my own personal keepsake, design it myself there using Microsoft Word. So I do have that to look at every once in a while. But, you know... hearing You First live was crazy. Crave. I lost my sanity. Figure Eight also is insane to hear live.
Yeah.
In person. Like, Hayley Williams, our Lord and Savior. It's her birthday at the time of this recording, guys. Fun fact.
Oh, really?
So, you know, if somehow this gets around there, happy birthday, Hayley Williams, Queen. God bless the and Jesus Christ. To find out that she was battling like a lung infection thing, and like the tour got canceled like 2 days following our date, but what she was able to do whilst not being at 100%, phenomenal. I'll be the stand here, be like, your fave could never pull off something as crazy as that. What else? I think I cried when I heard Last Hope live for the first time. It's my favorite Paramore song. Fun fact. So, to hear that, that was awesome. The only exception, I love that song live.
I do.
It was so good live. It made me cry.
Y'all both cried.
That's the only one that made me cry. I thought I would have for Crave.
I think the only reason why you didn't for Crave is I think your adrenaline might have been a bit too high. So, like, you probably just couldn't have if you had the moment. But, no, like, that song, like, as much as I'll admit I'm not the biggest fan of that song just because I can't relate. But that song is so beautiful live.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. The classics, you know, Hard Times, Still Into You, Ain't It Fun, Joy. And because half of my concert videos from the first concert got, like, footage corrupted there, like, I have half of the this concert, like, in actual Better Save recordings now. So I can always refer back to it if I ever want to remember that again. But we did that. Good job on us. We got done. That Paramore was there for like that was like a three, that was like a 3 hour, well, did Pamela perform for like two hours or 3 hours?
I think it was 2 hours. Usually they don't go over 2 hours.
Usually they don't. Because I think Foles and Linda Linda's both got an hour. So
yeah, so it was like a 4 hour concert in total.
At least.
There was one concert I went to that was Set It Off during their midnight tour.
Shout out Set It Off. I shout love out Midnight.
Again next year.
Yeah.
You should come with me to go see them. It's here.
When is that?
I'll look at the date. But we'll get back to that. And saw them during their midnight tour, and they had four openers. So it was like a 6 hour concert.
Boy, howdy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, we wrapped up with that. It was like 11 at night, I think. It might have been midnight. We got out of that venue. But it was so dope to fully experience that. I actually was able to somehow, in my very small amount of time that I had as we were leaving and trying to find the exit, I did find confetti pieces. So...
Oh my god! I didn't even realize you found confetti pieces!
Yes. I had to be quick, which is why I only have one, but...
That is so cool!
The this, the is, and the why.
That is so sick.
And as a, like, reference or, like, a way to, like, always remember things, this has stayed in, like, my phone wallet there, like, ever since. Yeah. Just, like, you know.
Oh my god, I had literally no idea you found confetti.
Yeah. And I had said, like, after, like, I had seen enough pictures of it, that I was like, you know, I'm gonna try and figure out how to get this to work out. Mm-hmm. But I did. But, yeah. We made the drive back. Also, the house we stayed at that was a relative of Teva's was really nice. And I believe I learned from that there's a potentiality I could be allergic to cats. Because I could not stop sneezing in that first room that we had, Derek, in, where the cats used to be.
Yeah.
Like, it was a problem. Moved rooms, sneezing style. Huh. But the drive back was good. Tave is a good driver. I want that on, we can put that on air and on recording. Fact, Tave is good driver.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my god, you didn't rate my driving.
Oh yeah. No, you're definitely, I feel like most of our friend group is honestly not that bad at driving. But, like, you know, for you being new to driving there, you're pretty good.
I drove Derek and Tava for the first time ever tonight.
Yep.
And we didn't die or get into a car crash.
Yay! We're driving on I-35 during, like, 5 p.m. traffic. So yeah. Everyone was kind of being assholes.
Yeah, we had a close call moment there. Which led to a lot of honking, but we survived, which is the important thing here. Now, the other thing to address following the concert bit there, because this section is what's going to be that long. We cranked out 50 minutes of audio somehow before we got to finishing this episode, so this part only had to be so long. As for the future of this podcast, considering that two of us are in college, currently right now, Tava put up air quotes for the audio listeners. There's only audio listeners. If you have video evidence of this podcast,
you're crazy.
Go away. Leave. We thought it was something coming out of the vent. It was like one of those like long camera. but I can't, we've never had a schedule. This is more evidence that we're never going to have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wanted to get this done and finish before the year. Who knows what 2024 has for us? I know our stats came back for 2023 and our numbers were astronomical.
Our staff,
yes.
Staff infection.
Not quite a staff infection.
But like our numbers went up so dang crazy. Shout out to Dylan, Ryan, and Tyler and them for the debate episode that really blew us up. Our most listened to episode somehow came out in this calendar year. Shout out to all of the theater kids that I got onto the podcast over the summer as well. El Rue, Megan, Micaiah, Shay, Tristan, and all great guests. And of course, the most shared episode was Raven, Elena, and Deanna. It was a very big year for us. So, you know, I'm glad that I've gotten to have this podcast running for what's been over 2 years now, I believe. And I think that's just really cool.
Yeah.
And our podcast is definitely not going to end, despite the distance in location for us three. It just means you may have to wait a bit for episodes. Or you may get a lot of Derek-only episodes, or Derek with friends. We'll have to see how that goes when we get there. I know some people in Manhattan that I would love to try and get onto a recording of this here, but you know, college is hard to schedule around. Everybody has classes. Everybody has jobs. Until further notice, we're on a bit of hiatus, then that's okay, because we'll be back eventually.
Yeah.
So, we're in the outro portion here. Thank you for listening. We promise that we will try not to have such like a 5-month gap in finishing an episode.
I'll break into your house along with Sam, no matter what time it is.
Yep.
Even if that be 2 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, with your consent.
We will break into your house, Derek.
So I'm only a little bit concerned. I should be more concerned, but I'm not.
How did you get the key into my house?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, Pookie.
But this is 1/3 of Alex and Acacia signing off. And Sam and Taylor, if you guys could both also sign off. So
bye.
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 See you in 2024.